Welcome to the Masthead for November 2023, brought to you by the Seamus Church Institute, all rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. In this issue, November 2023, Seamus Church Institute welcomes port partners at the International Seafarer Center. River Bell Awards coming up in December. CMA Director Phil Shifflin attends joint IMO-ILO Work at Sea Conference. CME's Polk and Burson visit Maritime Simulation and Resource Center in Quebec City. Chaplain David Shirk hosted Safe Talk at SCI Paducah. Thank you to our corporate sponsors: American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram, Trinity Church, Wall Street, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, MSC, Moran, Tote, and Seward & Kissel, LLP. Seamus Church Institute welcomes port partners at the International Seafarer Center. The Seamus Church Institute recently hosted its inaugural Port Partners reception at the International Seafarer Center in Port Newark. This gathering allowed SCI to acquaint other port agencies with its facilities and chaplains, emphasizing the services offered by the ISC to seafarers, port workers, and truck drivers. Captain Zeta Marchant, Commanding Officer of the U.S. Coast Guard Sector, New York, and Beth Ann Rooney, Port Director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, delivered remarks during the event. As noted by SCI's President and Executive Director, Mark Nesselhoth, while our work with seafarers in the Port of New York dates to 1843, our relationship with the New Jersey ports began in 1960 when we opened our first building here in Port Newark. And SCI's association with the U.S. Coast Guard dates back to the 19th century. His remarks served as a poignant reminder of SCI's longstanding commitment to supporting the maritime community within the port. Nesselhoth expressed, "Seeing everyone at this welcoming event was wonderful. Maintaining connections with the numerous agencies operating in the port is important, and we look forward to organizing more of these port partner events in the future." 23rd Annual River Bell Awards Luncheon, December 7, 2023, Paducah, Kentucky. The Seamus Church Institute hosts our 23rd Annual River Bell Awards Luncheon on Thursday, December 7, 2023, at the Paducah McCracken County Convention and Expo Center from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Join us as we celebrate this incredible maritime community and this year's award recipients. 2023 River Bell honorees: River Bell Award, Darren Adrian, President, River Division, Marquette Transportation Company, LLC. River Legend Award, Gerald E. Jerry Clower, President, Harbor Towing and Fleeting, LLC. Distinguished Service Award, Rear Admiral Richard Tim, U.S. Coast Guard, retired. Life-Saving Award, the crew of the MV Mike Sanders, American Commercial Barge Line. The crew of the MV Mary Ellen Jones, Amherst, Madison, Incorporated. The crew of the MV San D. Parker Towing. For registration, contact Riverbell at SeamansChurch.org or 212-401-4072. The Seamus Church Institute Center for Mariner Advocacy, CMA Director Phil Shifflin, attends joint IMO-ILO Work at Sea Conference. SCI Center for Mariner Advocacy Director Phil Shifflin recently attended the Work at Sea Conference, which was jointly hosted by the International Maritime Organization, IMO, and the International Labor Organization, ILO, at the IMO headquarters building in London. The event was the first time in the history of the two organizations that they conducted a joint high-level conference with both the Secretary General of the IMO, Mr. Kitak Lim, and the Director General of the ILO, Mr. Gilbert F. Hongbo, jointly presiding. The conference focused on the human element in the maritime sector, sharing experiences and views on ensuring the rights of seafarers and fishers, and identifying gaps in the current regulatory framework to improve it going forward. There was universal agreement that it was time for a new social contract with seafarers and fishers to improve their well-being and job satisfaction. The importance of establishing a new social contract was highlighted as crucial to counteract the current trend of insufficient recruits entering the maritime career path at sea and the rising number of existing seafarers and fishers opting to leave the profession. The discussion also centered around the imminent and swift transformations expected in the career field, with vessels evolving toward increased autonomy, digitalization, and environmental sustainability. Additionally, there was a recognized necessity for a just transition as the maritime workforce is retrained to meet the demands of future vessel operations. The results of the one-day conference will help chart the course for both organizations as they attempt to address these critical issues. A photo in the print version of this document shows Work at Sea Conference, pictured from left to right, Reverend Paul Trethern, Mission to Seafarers, Dirk Obermann, Deutsche Seemanns Mission, Phil Schifflin, Director, SCI Center for Mariner Advocacy, and Tim Hill Salamaris. CME's Polk and Burson visit Maritime Simulation and Resource Center in Quebec City. Recently, Center for Maritime Education Director Captain Stephen Polk and CME's e-learning manager Jonathan Burson were invited to visit the Maritime Simulation and Resource Center in Quebec City. While SCI CME and MSRC have already collaborated on a few projects, this visit was a first for Stephen and Jonathan. "We were impressed with the facility," said Captain Polk. "We learned a great deal from our visit and noted some new ideas we could take back with us to possibly implement ourselves, while also exploring the potential for future partnerships with MSRC. MSRC and CME are sister organizations offering common maritime services. Established in 2005, MSRC also focuses on simulation training and providing comprehensive data supporting maritime infrastructure development." A photo in the print version of this shows, from left to right, Jonathan Burson, CME e-learning manager, Captain Stephen Polk, CME director, Paul Resicott, MSRC director, Marie-Yves Lessard, MSRC instructor, and Simon Rivard, MSRC instructor. SCI Chaplain Shirk hosted Safe Talk at SCI Paducah. In late October, SCI Chaplain David Shirk hosted a Safe Talk seminar for suicide prevention at our Paducah, Kentucky campus, where we welcomed 16 mariners and shoreside staff from Marquette Transportation. Safe Talk is a half-day training program, about 4 hours, designed to raise awareness and equip individuals with the necessary skills to identify and help people who may be having suicidal thoughts. The key focus of this workshop is to create a safety net around intervention providers. By learning to recognize when someone is at risk and connecting them to the support they need, participants become an effective part of the solution, helping to structure a network of caring to impact prevention efforts. For some, a loved one lost to suicide can come out of nowhere. They didn't see or dismiss the signs, said Chaplain Shirk. Safe Talk provides the confidence to confront it, to ask the difficult questions, and gain essential knowledge tools that can make a difference in helping those who may be suffering. Mariners are not isolated from the circumstances that lead to depression, he continued, so Safe Talk is a valuable and relevant course for those who work in our industry. If we can spare a few hours to educate ourselves on this, it would prevent tragedy down the road. Captain Shirk is looking to regularly offer Safe Talk suicide prevention training courses to the maritime community in 2024. To schedule or for more information about hosting a seminar in your community, contact Chaplain David Shirk at dshirk@seamanschurch.org or call 270-210-5626. Join us in supporting mariners and seafarers. Your donations make a difference. From the SCI archives, on this date in 1959, Captain Ralph E. Cropley died. Cropley entered Harvard with the class of 1906, during which he began a lifelong friendship with upperclassmen, boat enthusiast, and future SCI board member Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Cropley dropped out of Harvard after 2 years and went into banking, But in 1920, he left his position as partner at F.M. Bond & Company to work as an assistant purser on the United States lines. In his retirement, he worked at SCI's Maritime Museum, 1953 to 1959, and amassed a notable collection of scrapbooks on ships. A photo in the print version shows Cropley with the caption, "Veteran model builder and secretary treasurer of the Ship Craft Club, Captain Ralph E. Cropley researches his next ship model." The Seamen's Church Institute's Digital Archives provides digital access to the Institute's collection of historical records and artifacts that document the history of the Port of New York and New Jersey from 1834 to present. Once again, our thanks to SCI's corporate sponsors, our sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram Barge Company, Trinity Church, Wall Street. Our supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby Corporation, McAllister Towing and Transportation Company, Incorporated, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran Towing Corporation, Tote Group, and our in-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLP. The Seamen's Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, contact the Seamen's Church Institute at sci@seamenschurch.org. The Masthead has been brought to you by the Seamen's Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004. All rights reserved. Until next month, my name is Don Sheets. Thank you. Bye-bye.